Hello.
Hi, good morning. Larry?
Yes, how are you?
I'm good. I'm doing very well, thank you. Did I catch you at a bad time?
No.
Great. Thank you. Well, I just wanted to give you an update on your property in Nelson's Bridge Road. Like you to let you know that we're still moving forward, and currently we're just still working on, getting the property closed at the moment. We are in touch with a title company. I actually just wanted to give you also a heads up that we gave your information to him or to her, to the title company. She will be giving you a call, probably within the day. Her name is Cecilia. If it's not today, either tomorrow, but I just wanted to, let you know and give you a heads up that the title company will be reaching out to you, about the title policy of the property.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Her name is Cecilia. She is the one who represents you as a seller for that for this property. And then she might have some questions for you. I'm not exactly sure what are those questions, but I think it's going to be about the owner's title policy of the property.
About the what?
About the title policy.
He said you think the question may be about the owner's
The
selling
title
itself.
policy.
Okay.
Yep. So, I'll let her know that I gave you a call and introduced her as well to you, so she can go ahead and give you a call either today or tomorrow about it. But yep, just wanted to let you know that everything is looking good. Everything is just moving forward, and we are still working on that closing on October 30th.
Okay, I have received a email from these people from the in reference to the property. Was a closing company, I guess, and I just had a couple questions. I got it yesterday, I think.
Great. Sure.
The first thing I noticed on there is they had the property listed in Hanover County. And while it does kind of sit in Hanover County, it has a mailing address of King William,
King William.
not Hanover. And then And I don't have it in front of me, but hold on a second, I can see it. Oh, yeah, but. See what I got signed here. And I was gonna check on this today. And I guess it's from Foundation Legal LLC. It says that they're representing me, and but yeah, Lisa. Basis and this. And I guess I have to answer these questions because they wanted me to sign something in agreement with the contract, but
Where is it from, if you mind me asking?
it's from. Let's see, they have Rockville, Maryland. They got a number 240-776-2330 telephone number.
And you got that via mail, or you got that
I got
on your email?
Email. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. I'm not exactly sure what that is, but would you mind forwarding that email over to me so I can, you know, take a look?
Yeah.
Great, great. Do you want me to send you an email?
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay. Your email address, let me just check if I have it here. I think I have it on my end, but I just wanted to make sure. Is it the Royal Flushing or Royal Flush Racing at Comcast.net?
Yes, that's it.
Great. I'll send you a quick email so you have my email. My email will be care team, like just the care team at cva.email. That's the one that I use. I'm just going to write you a quick email here. There. I'm just going to send you a quick email right now. There you go. I just sent you an email, and I just wanted to make sure that you'll receive it so you can forward that document over to me. And then I will check with our title company. I'm sure it's going to be either our title company who represents you, or I'll just have to figure out. There you go.
Yeah, I can read this to you, which doesn't kind of, I don't know what's the word for it, but anyway, it says, it's to me, it's in the subject seller side representation agreement. So this particular people are saying they represent me. The letter, will outline our legal representation and your interest in connection with the sale of the above-heard property. We represent your interest in connection with the closing contact of the property. This will include both administrative effort and work such documents. We engage service in rectified title group company. Is that the company that you guys are using?
That's right. Ratified Title Group.
Okay. And it said, regarding certain administrative efforts, ratified group and code of contact, you directly in connection with transition will be working on the policy. But any cost administration work we've done would be included in our fee. The fee for our work is $1,000. Now, are they saying that I have to pay them $1,000?
It's actually on our agreement that you don't have to pay for any closing cost or any processing fees. So I think we're going to go ahead and handle that on our side. I'm going to have to verify that information from them, though. But I think it will be best that Cecilia, she's the one who actually is the person in charge for this property, will, I think she would be able to address that question better for you.
Yeah, because my understanding is you guys, the deal, like most people, they send you this, and they're taking care of all the closing costs.
Yes, that's right.
And our service limits to obtain and pay off of any mortgages and that, reviewing the settlement. And bottom line, rather than to bore you with all this, it goes, and I'm going to send you a copy of all of this.
Great.
And it says that they're not, if any dispute or anything, they're not representing me in that particular part. So I'm saying if you're representing me, then you're representing me. But, and you'll see, you'll be at a disadvantage trying to understand this without reading it. So I'll just send it to you.
Okay.
It won't be, I'm not at home now, so it'll be, take me a little while to get, you know, before I'm back at home.
Oh,
but
that's
I'll send
nice.
You everything. And the one thing is they sent me a document talking about signing this and all that, but we haven't seen the, we haven't seen the proposed closing or anything. So they're kind of asking me to sign in the blind, and I don't have anything to sign to other than, as you'll see, what they sent me.
Gotcha.
So I don't know the terms, what papers I'm signing, and they said nothing can be handled directly. Everything has to be handled through the wire. So the bottom line, you could be saying, not you, but they could say they represented me and they could get me to sign these things in the blind, and I hadn't said the documents to read them. I've never dealt with a closing cost like that. I mean, not a closing, but a closing, not cost, but the particulars. So, and if they're up in Maryland, and if I have to go up to Maryland and sign it, but at the end of the day, I'm not inclined to sign paperwork that I don't have the documents in front of me, and I'm signing that those particular documents, if that makes sense.
I understand that. Do you want something like in person for you to sign those documents is what I'm hearing?
Well, I want to see what we're talking about, because right now what they're asking is the sign that I'm selling the house and the property, and it's not a house, but no terms, no conditions or anything of what I'm signing. You know, we have talked about different prices and all that and different times. And by the way, you'll know them there when you get these documents. She has, I think, December 13th or something like that on the documents. It's not October 30th.
Right.
Anytime in October.
So I think I have an answer. I actually have an answer to that. You know, that when we've kind of like extended the contract when you spoke to B, we've extended it on until December the 13th. That was actually on the addendum. But we are going to go ahead and move forward with the closing this month, at the end of month, which is October the 30th. But that's just like, I think the date, the reason why the December 13th was placed in there, it's just because we also sent them the addendum to update the what do you call this, the extension of the contract. But that doesn't mean that we're going to close on December the 30th, but we are going to close, or we're working on closing on October 30th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's the main things that I just noticed, but mm-hmm. I certainly would need to see what I'm signing that we're agreeing to before I sign any document saying, and I may not be making myself clear, but you'll see when you get the ones that I've received so far, they're asking for me to sign these documents electronically, and I don't have anything in front of me showing what I'm signing.
When you say you don't have anything in front of me, do you want like something physical, or you want more explanation, or I mean like a concrete that we're going to close on the 30th?
No, no, I don't need that. I understand what you said about December, and mm-hmm. that's fine. But at the end of the day, it's no document saying what the particulars are and what we're closing on. The documents I opened up so far doesn't say that.
Gotcha. Well, okay. All right.
Let me, like I said, when I get it to you, and then we can have a conversation and we can kind
okay.
of, yeah, you'll see better what I'm talking about.
Yep, absolutely. I'll wait for that when you get home. What time are you going to be available today? I'll let the title company know to give you a call to address those questions.
I'll probably be there around no later than 1.
No later than 1. Okay. I'll send them an email right now to see if they can like schedule a call back with you at 1 p.m. to address those questions that you have.
Okay.
Alrighty. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Larry, for taking my call. I appreciate you. And I guess I'll wait for that email. Have a good one. You take
care. All right. Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you.